This is the Sakar Muli of 30th of November 2024. Essence, sweet children, son shows father. Renounce following the dictates of your mind and follow Srimat, for only then will you be able to show, reveal the father. Question. Which children does the father definitely protect? Answer. The children who are honest are definitely protected. If someone is not being protected, there must definitely be one type of falsehood or another inside him. To miss the study or to have doubts means that there is one falsehood or another within. Maya then trips him up and makes him fall. Question. For which children is Maya a magnet? Answer. Maya is like a magnet for those who are attracted by her beauty. The children who follow Srimat will not be attracted. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You children have the faith that the spiritual father is teaching as spiritual children, and it is remembered in this way. Souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. They don't remain separated in the incorporeal world. There, everyone stays together. If they become separated, it surely means that they have come from there to play their own parts. From being Satopradhan, they continue to come down and become Tamopradhan. They call out, O Purifier, come and purify us. The Father too says, I come every 5,000 years. This world cycle is 5,000 years. Previously you didn't know this. When Shiv Baba explains, he would definitely explain through somebody's body. He doesn't make a sound from up above. There is no question of power or inspiration. You souls enter bodies and converse. Similarly, the Father says, I too give directions through a body. Then, however much you follow them, you benefit yourselves. Whether you follow Srimat or not, whether you listen to the teacher or not, you are only bringing benefit or a loss to yourselves. If you don't study, you will surely fail. This one also explains. You have to study with Shiv Baba and then teach others. Father shows son. This is not a matter of a physical father. That one is the spiritual father. You understand that the more you follow Srimat, the greater the inheritance you will claim. Those who follow directions fully will claim a high status. Those who don't follow them will not receive a high status. The Father says, remember me and your sins will be cut away. You have accumulated a lot of sin in Ravan's kingdom. You have become very sinful souls by indulging in vice. There are definitely pure and charitable souls as well as sinful souls. Sinful souls go and bow down in front of the charitable souls. People don't know that the deities, who are charitable souls, then take rebirth and become sinful souls. They believe that they, the deities, are always charitable souls. The Father explains, By taking rebirth, they descend from the Satopradhan stage to the Tamopradhan stage. When they become completely sinful souls, they call out to the Father. When they are charitable souls, there is no need for them to have remembrance. So you children have to explain this and do service. The Father will not go and tell this to everyone. You children are worthy of doing service, and so you should go. Day by day, human beings are continuing to become like devils. Because of not having that recognition, they don't hesitate to speak a lot of rubbish. People say that the God of the Gita is Krishna. You explain that he is a bodily being and that he is called a deity. Sri Krishna cannot be called the Father. Here everyone remembers the Father. There cannot be anyone else who could be the Father of souls. This Prajapita Brahma also says you have to remember the incorporeal Father. This one is the corporeal Father. A great deal is explained, but because some do not understand fully, they take the wrong path and go into the jungle. The Father shows you the path to go to heaven. In spite of that, some go into the jungle. The Father explains, it is Ravan who takes you into the jungle. You are defeated by Maya. You forget the path, and so you become thorns of that jungle. You will then go to heaven later. You have come here to make effort to go to heaven. The Silver Age cannot be called heaven. It is reduced by 25%. That is considered to be a fail mark. You have come here to leave the old world and go to the new world. The Silver Age cannot be called the New World. Those who fail go there because they don't follow the right path. They continue to fluctuate. You realize that you don't have the remembrance that you should have. Those who become residents of heaven are said to have passed with good marks. And those who become residents of the Silver Age are considered to have failed. You are becoming residents of heaven from residents of hell. Otherwise, you would be called those who have failed. In a worldly study, they have to repeat a year. In this, there is no question of repeating a year. Birth after birth and cycle after cycle, you pass the same examination that you passed in the previous cycle. The secrets of this drama have to be understood very well. Some believe that they will not be able to continue here. For some old people, you have to hold on to their hands whilst they walk, otherwise they would fall. However, if it is not in their fortune, no matter how much you emphasize that they have to become flowers, they don't become that. An uck is also a flower, but those thorns prick. The Father explains to you so much. The Shiva, whom yesterday you used to worship, is today teaching you. In every situation, it is emphasized that you have to make effort. It is seen that Maya makes very good flowers fall. She completely breaks their bones, and they are called traitors. Those who leave one kingdom and go to another are called traitors. The Father says, those who belong to me and then belong to Maya are also called traitors. Their activity becomes like that. The Father has now come to liberate you from Maya. Some children say Maya is very powerful and she pulls them to her side. Maya is like a magnet. At this time she adopts the form of a magnet. The amount of beauty in the world has increased so much. Previously those films, etc., did not exist. All of those things have been invented in the last 100 years. Baba is experienced. Therefore, you children have to understand the deep secrets of this drama very clearly. Everything is accurately fixed. It is as though this place has become like paradise in the last 100 years for your opposition. So it can be understood that heaven will now come even sooner. Science too is very useful. It gives a lot of happiness. In order for that happiness to become permanent, this old world has to be destroyed. The happiness of the Golden Age is only in the fortune of Bharat. Others come later when the path of devotion begins. It is when the people of Bharat fall that those of other religions come down number-wise. Gradually Bharat falls right to the ground. It then has to ascend. Here too you ascend and then descend. People fall so much, don't even ask. Some don't even believe that Baba is teaching them. Some very serviceable children, whom the Father praises, also get caught by Maya's claws. There is wrestling. Maya too fights in the same way. She knocks you right down. As you children make progress, you will continue to become aware of everything. Maya makes you fall fast asleep. Nevertheless, the Father says, once you have heard this knowledge, you will definitely go to heaven. However, you won't be able to claim a status. Whatever effort each of you made in the previous cycle, or if you fell whilst making effort, you will ascend and descend in the same way now too. There is victory and defeat. Everything for you children depends on your remembrance. You children receive these limitless treasures. Those people go bankrupt and lose hundreds of thousands. Some become wealthy with hundreds of thousands. But that too is just for one birth. They would not have all of that wealth in their next birth. There is also a lot of suffering of karma. There in heaven, there is no question of suffering for your karma. At this time, you accumulate so much for your 21 births. Those who make full effort claim the full inheritance of heaven. Let it remain in your intellects that you are truly claiming the inheritance of heaven. You must not think about your falling down again. You have descended the most, and you now have to ascend again. Effort also continues to take place automatically. The Father explains, look how powerful Maya is. Human beings have so much ignorance. Because of that ignorance, they say that the Father is omnipresent. Barrett was very first class. You understand that you were like that, and that you are now becoming like that once again. There is so much praise of those deities, but no one apart from you children knows about them. Only you know that the Unlimited Father, the Ocean of Knowledge, comes and teaches us. Even then, Maya brings about doubts in many. They then don't stop telling lies and cheating. This is why the Father says, write your chart honestly. However, because of body consciousness, some don't tell the truth. So that too becomes a sin. You must tell the truth. Otherwise, there will be a lot of punishment. A lot of punishment is also received in the jail of a womb. They cry out in distress that they will not perform such actions anymore. It is like when someone is being beaten, he continues to ask for forgiveness. Even after receiving punishment, they still continue to do the same. You children now understand when the kingdom of Maya began. They continue to commit sin. The Father sees that you are not becoming that sweet or gentle. The Father moves along whilst being as gentle as a child. Because he continues to move along according to the drama, he says, whatever happened was destined in the drama. He also explains that the same must not happen in the future. Here, Bap and Dada are both together. Dada's directions are his own, and the directions of God are his own. You need to understand who is giving you these directions. This one is also a father, is he not? You have to listen to your father. Baba is the senior Baba, and this is why Baba says, constantly consider it to be Shiv Baba who is explaining to you. If you don't understand this, you won't be able to claim a status. According to the drama plan, there is the father and also Dada. You receive the father's Srimat. Maya is such that she makes even strong Mahaviras perform wrong acts. It is then understood that those ones are not following the father's directions. They themselves also feel that they are following their own devilish directions. The one who gives you Srimat has now become present here. His directions are God's directions. The Father himself says, if you receive such wrong directions from this one, then I am sitting here to rectify those. I have taken his chariot. It was because I took his chariot that he was insulted. Otherwise, he was never insulted before. He is insulted so much because of me. So I have to look after him. The Father would definitely protect him, just as a father protects his children. The more honesty you have, the more protected you will be. Those who are false are not protected. Their punishment becomes fixed for all time. This is why the Father says, Maya catches hold of you by the nose and completely finishes you off. Some children themselves feel that Maya is eating them, and so they stop studying. The Father says, definitely study. Acha, If someone is blamed for something, just remember, whatever each one does, he will receive the fruit of that in the future, because the world is now changing. Maya trips you up in such a way that you don't have that happiness. You then cry out, "Baba, I don't know what is happening." On a battlefield, you have to remain very careful that no one trips you up. Nevertheless, those who have more strength make the weaker ones fall. They then continue with it the next day. This battle with Maya will continue till the end. They continue to fluctuate. Some children don't tell the truth. They have a lot of fear of losing their honour and think, "What will Baba say?" Unless you tell the truth, you cannot move forward. Your conscience continues to bite you inside, and that then grows. Some never tell the truth by themselves. Sometimes there are two people involved. One of them feels that the other one will tell Baba about it. So he or she comes and tells Baba. Maya is very powerful. It is then understood that it is because they don't have such a high status in their fortune that they hide something from the surgeon. By your hiding it, the illness will not be removed. The more you hide it, the more you will continue to fall. There are evil spirits in everyone. Until you reach your Karmateet stage, your criminal eye won't leave you alone. The greatest enemy is lust. So many fall. Baba repeatedly says, "You mustn't remember any bodily beings. No one except Shiv Baba. Some are so firm that they never remember anyone else. A very faithful wife would not have an impure intellect, Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada." The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. The one who is teaching you is the unlimited father, the ocean of knowledge, himself. Never have any doubts about this. Renounce telling lies and cheating and keep your chart with honesty. Never become body conscious or a traitor. 2. Keep the drama in your intellect and become very sweet and gentle, humble, like the Father. Do not show any arrogance. Stop following your own dictates and follow the One Father's elevated directions. Blessing. May you remain absorbed in love for the One Father and thereby become free from all attractions and reach your destination. Bapdada sits you children in his lap of love and cooperation and takes you to your destination. This is not a path of having to labour, but when some go into the side streets instead of the highway, they move further away from their destination. They definitely then have to make effort to return. The way to save yourself from labouring is to remain absorbed in love for the One. Do everything while absorbed in love for the One Father, and you will not see anything else. You will become free from all attractions. Slogan: give the experience of your fortune of happiness through your face and activity. Om Shanti.